This podcast is for informational purposes only. We are not medical professionals and do not provide medical advice. Consult a healthcare provider for any health concerns. Opinions expressed are not a substitute for professional medical guidance.
This edition of the Optimize We podcast is brought to you by the Biohacking Index. Visit biohackingindex.com for ratings and reviews of your favorite wellness solutions and wellness providers.
This podcast is for informational purposes only. We are not medical professionals and do not provide medical advice. Consult a healthcare provider for any health concerns. Opinions expressed are not a substitute for professional medical guidance.
Welcome to the Optimize We podcast, where we share biohacking truths without the BS. I'm your host, Lindsay O'Neill, and today I'm talking about me and we with Brandi Shapiro-Babin. Brandi, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so excited to talk to you.
What an honor to be here on your inaugural show. Thank you for including me.
You know, honestly, a lot of people have asked me, why do we even need optimizing? And I know that you and I have talked about this a lot. Like, as we get older, we find that, you know, this hurts and that hurts and things start to fall apart in your health. And so we both come from the same background, optimizing ad campaigns, working in, you know, lead generation and technology. And we've used cool tech to optimize media for our clients, but why should we even care about optimizing our health for our future?
Well, because I think just the word itself, optimize, why not maximize being the best that you can be? And, you know, my mantra, I think Big Pharma definitely has its place in the world, but I think it should be not the first line of defense, but maybe the last line of defense, because there's all of these modalities that are a little bit more homeopathic or natural.
Yeah, they're holistic. There's so many different buzzwords that are out there in the longevity biohacking space. And I don't know if you knew the biohacking word, but I didn't know the biohacking word until like a couple of years ago.
So I kind of knew it, but I wasn't 100% sure what it was. And so that's why I love what you're doing here is, you know, you're the co-founder of Wellness Eternal, which is where we get the Optimize We, which is an amazing directory for all things wellness, biohacking, longevity. So people can go and explore the various modalities and services that are offered, vetted by Lindsay, you know, by you and your team to ensure that if people are going to embark on a personal discovery journey and be the best sense of self, they're getting like access to the best products and services. But it's confusing. And there's a lot of companies that like aren't what they should be. Mm. And that's scary.
Yeah, there's so much stuff that's out there that's intended to optimize you or detoxify you. Like infrared saunas, for example, right? I just learned that the infrared sauna that I was originally using several years ago actually omits so many EMFs, which are electromagnetic frequencies, and EMRs, which are electromagnetic radiation, which is like an endocrine disruptor. It can mess with your fertility. It can mess with your sleep. It can make your skin sag. I mean, come on, Brandi. We don't want to look like, you know, Donatella Versace when we're 45. She actually looks great now, by the way. She just had everything fixed.
Which is, you know, awesome to be Donatella. But you know what? The other thing is, I think maybe people think that some of these modalities are only available to the rich and famous, where today it's likely so much less expensive to start being like prophylactic about your health. I don't mean put a condom on it, but but just being forward looking and thinking, how do I want to feel? And then for people to realize, like, you deserve to feel your best. And so many of these things are like fun to do and they're non-invasive, which is amazing. So talk to us, because you know, for those of you that don't know, who should know, Lindsay has been a powerhouse in business since she was, what, 19?
Yeah. I got into the tech business right before my 20th birthday, which is which was just last year. So, you know.
100%. Look, I'm rocking 36. I just figured anyone that wants to know how to rock 36 for multiple years, hit me up. But you slay dragons. You're like, I mean, you are a mama bear with your children, and then you're pregnant and you get hit by a car.
You know, honestly, I was going through life just driving forward, kind of ignoring the things that I probably should have been paying attention to. And I'm sure a lot of not just women and moms can identify with that, but also men in business. We just keep going, right? And especially when we start to hit these benchmarks of success in our career, where we really feel like we're invincible. We feel like we're a badass and we're really contributing to our families because we're making a ton of money, you know, which I never had. I grew up in a one bedroom apartment with my mom and my sister in New York City. You know, I always had to work. I started modeling when I was 5. I started babysitting when I was 12. And so being at the height of your career, you start to ignore the other things that are going on. But you can't ignore it when you're 7 months pregnant with your third kid and you've got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old at home and you get freaking hit by a car. All of a sudden, everything else, all of the aspirations, all of your future kind of gets fuzzy. And it just makes you realize what's important. And
So, right, which is beautiful because I think, you know, anyone listening can be honest with themselves. Like, we push ourselves past our boundaries of comfort all the time, which in certain areas of our life, it's healthy. But in other areas of our life, we just keep going. You're trying to be like a great mom, a great dad, a great business leader, a great employee, whatever it is, and you're exhausted and you're not feeding your body the things that it needs to be successful and to continue, right? Because life's a marathon, not a sprint. But most of us tend to, right, think we're like Olympians with that friggin' 500-yard sprint. So now you literally fell on your face. A car hits you. You're at the prime of your career. You're just about to deliver your third baby. What happens next?
So the doctors told me that I needed to be on bed rest for 6 weeks, which
Unacceptable for you,
sucked because
right?
I was going back and forth from the Hamptons into the city. I was working with Tasty from BuzzFeed, creating a whole new content program. I had invested in three different ad tech startups because I had just taken Rocket Fuel public as an executive. I didn't actually take it public, but I was an executive at the company when they IPO'd in 2013. And this was the summer of 2014. I was doing 50 different things. And so the doctor said, you have to be on bed rest. And this is before the pandemic. Nobody was working from home. And I certainly didn't feel like I could work from bed, you know? So, especially as like a chef and on camera host and creating all of this content for different brands. So I kind of did bed rest. I didn't do it well. I kind of did it. I took my oldest daughter to her first day of pre-K because I didn't want to miss that. I had a lot of FOMO from bed. I watched every episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because that's my favorite. And then I realized, you know, this pain is not going away. I was in a tremendous amount of pain. And guess what? They don't give you pain medication when you're pregnant.
Of course not.
And so I started to shift my focus and shift my thinking into how can I get rid of this pain and get off of bed rest so I can get back to my life. And I started to do some research around how to reduce inflammation naturally. And everything that comes up when you Google how to reduce inflammation is food.
Yep, we
So
are
I
what we
became
eat.
that, we are what we eat. And I became that really annoying bed rest pregnant lady where I was sending recipes and shopping lists to everybody in my neighborhood, to my nanny, to my mom, to my husband. And I started to eat an anti-inflammatory diet from bed. And guess what? My pain went away. And I was like, huh, that's
Go
interesting.
figure. Go figure. Because
Shocking.
the rest of us, and you had a great excuse, you were pregnant, right? You should have had a bell and bonbons delivered whenever you.
Wish we could go back in time and set that up.
I know. You're like, I could do both. So much of what we go through as humans, disease and disturbances or otherwise, is because we have inflammation in our system that's triggering specific responses that are negative in our body.
Inflammation is the root cause of all evil. And, you know, what I talk about with everybody, probably ad nauseum, people probably are rolling their eyes all the time. You know, every body is different, but inflammation wreaks havoc on everybody, right? You're not immune to inflammatory diseases. Inflammatory diseases are like cancer, heart disease, autoimmune conditions. I think 9 out of 10 people in 2022 who died of a chronic inflammatory disease. They didn't die of, you know, just natural causes. We're all, as we get older, our inflammation, our exposure to toxins, and stress is a toxin, by the way, and not sleeping enough also creates toxicity in your body and inflammation in your body. So there's a lot of things that I learned while I was on bed rest. And then that just sparked a, I want to know more. I'm like the sponge that's never full. And also because everybody is different, my body was going through a lot of changes at that point in time. You know, I was about to give birth, and then postpartum, you know, a lot of crazy stuff happens after you give birth to a baby. Your hormones go crazy. She was my third. I was, you know, in my mid 30s at the time. And honestly, I wanted to make sure not only that she was healthy, but that I was healthy, because guess who has to take care of these kids once they're born? It's not like somebody else who's younger and healthier can just take over the responsibilities of being a mother to my children. So I wanted to make sure that I was also at my peak optimized health. And how do I do that? So obviously, the food is medicine, culinary medicine, as we call it, is really important because it's the fuel for your body.
100%. And let's like, what do I mean? For the most part, I don't know many people that eat to live versus living to eat. It's such a cultural thing in our world.
Oh, totally.
How amazing, right? We are diagnosed with something, you're given a bottle of pills, and that mentally triggers you to be like, there's something not right with you.
Yeah.
But even if you just make one small pivot, you can eat food that is beautiful and luxurious and heal yourself. Not such a bad thing.
Not such a bad thing, even if you don't really love to cook. So that was the first shift. And I really couldn't even imagine going back to tech, but I still needed to make some money. And so I continued to consult. And then I started to do some more on camera work with brands, because I thought I could take the message and the story of what I had gone through and turn it into a more purpose-driven, message-driven, like authentic platform. And that turned into smallhinges.health. And small hinges swing the big door of positive change. That's been my motto for the last 5 years. And really, where I came up with that was off of a post that I saw on Facebook that really resonated with me at the time, because I, at, you know, 7 years ago, when I was diagnosed with massive autoimmune disease and my daughter started to get sick, I was trying everything, not just for my own health, but for her health. She was only 3 years old at the time. And parents, as you probably know, like, you'll do just about enough to get yourself to like baseline. You don't want to be Superman, super healthy, you know, Brian Johnson, living forever, don't ever die type of thing. But you want to be good enough so that you can take care of your kids. And when my daughter started getting sick, that's when I really started trying everything. And it was overwhelming, and I crashed. I totally crashed. I ended up in Costa Rica. I didn't even really know how I got there. It was like I had an absolute mental breakdown, because I had taken on all of the stress and pressure of taking care of myself and taking care of my family and taking care of the finances and doing, and then trying all of this different stuff. I was trying all of these medications, all of these supplements. I had completely transformed my diet. I went to the school of the Harvard School of Public Health and got a certification in culinary medicine, like a doctor would, for continuing ed credits, but I'm just like a normal person, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? I love the fact that you have this amazing commitment to excellence. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it the right way. You try to lean in and understand. And I think that's so important. So I would love for you, if you don't mind, maybe sharing some of the issues that your daughter was experiencing and how biohacking your daughter, if you will, for lack of better words. I know there needs to be a better, it is an aggressive, like a
It's
little
an
charged
aggressive
word.
word. Yeah.
So.
So she was born with low muscle tone, which impacted all of her muscles. So she had a hard time with her fine motor skills, with holding a pencil. When she first got into kindergarten, she was writing like this, like she was writing on a chalkboard or painting with a paintbrush because she couldn't really, her muscles
Grip.
weren't toned enough that her grip wasn't working. But what I didn't realize is that it was also impacting her gross motor and her digestive function. So her bladder and her colon and her digestive system was not working properly. She was she looked like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. She had all of the rings on her arms. She was the
Oh.
cutest, freaking happiest baby ever. And I was patting myself on the back. I'm like, this is the healthiest baby. She's huge. She's sleeping through the night. She's a great baby. She's so happy. And she was 25 pounds at 6 months, which is big. She was
Wow.
40, and I'm a tiny human. I'm like 107 pounds, 110 pounds, 5 foot nothing. I'm a tiny human. She was born at 9 pounds, 1 ounce, and never lost weight in the hospital, just continued to gain weight. I didn't realize she wasn't digesting her food. And it was causing her bladder to not be able to fully void. And so when she was three, she had 17 UTIs from the time she was three and a half until she was four.
Wow. And they babies can't articulate how they feel. And as an adult, we all that's so painful.
It's so painful. And I had no idea it was because of this low muscle tone. So the doctors prescribed everything. And I went to four different practices throughout the New York metropolitan area. I finally found Yale Pediatrics up in Connecticut. And Bryn's nurse practitioner was also a Reiki master. And so she was the first person to tell me about energy and energy healing. So I get the certification in culinary medicine. I start feeding my baby healthy food. She starts becoming a toddler. Then the pandemic hits and it's like, this is everything is more stressful. And how do you feed a toddler anything besides pizza, pasta, chicken fingers, French fries? You really have to work on the kid and work on yourself and make a commitment to your family that you're all going to do it together. And so we did that as best we could. We were not perfect at it. I'm not going to lie. There were times when she was going through massive pain with the UTI that I just put a lollipop in her mouth because I needed her to focus on something other than the pain.
And you know what? I think what I'm hearing you say in all of this is you don't have to be perfect with this stuff.
No.
But at the same time, God forbid if you went the complete Western route, and I'm not a doctor, so I'm not giving medical advice. I just think being informed and not putting children at a young age, unless it's absolutely necessary, on medication that can do more harm than good in the long run. Like, that's something I'm very sensitive
Medication
to.
is actually probably most likely, and I'm not 100% confident, but mother's intuition and a lot of research, the medication they put me on while I was in bed rest probably caused her low muscle tone. How do you palliate something that was originally medically driven? Do you just throw more medicine at it? And that's typically the way of the world, especially the way in the United States. We just
Because we
keep
don't know
throwing,
different, right?
right?
We
We don't
just.
know any different.
And I think what we're finding out in traditional medicine, which again, like my dad was a doctor. He was an amazing, like I believe in Western medicine. I believe in great doctors, but everyone's got their path and their level of expertise, right?
Right. Yeah.
And I think in today's world, it's finding paths that are safe and efficacious because most medications today, they may cover a symptom, right? They're not really treating your root cause. So, on one hand, the symptom may go away that was perilous for you, but it's also going to unfortunately create a chain reaction of other symptoms that, oh, wait, now you are given other medications to counteract that. And when you look at it from a cost perspective and a potential damage to your own body or someone that you love, I think it's worth it to do as much investigation as possible into other means, which gets us back to the whole purpose of the show.
Exactly. Finding the way forward for your bio individual needs. And that's what I've committed my life to for the last 10 years or so. And Britain's story is just one story. There are millions of stories that are out there, and at least hundreds of stories that I've heard personally, where people have gone through the same sort of pain. And the purpose of this podcast is so that you don't have to go through the same pain that other people have gone through, that I've gone through, that my daughter's gone through, in order to optimize your health and to live a better life longer. So that whole longevity word, right?
100%. Because what do we want to do? We want to be here, right? It's all about dignity and quality of life.
Right.
So I think in so many cases, you're going to be giving people back their dignity. And in other cases, you're going to help people ahead of needing it, start to incorporate some things that support them feeling their best now, so they never have to feel, oh my God, the shoulder pain or the other stuff that comes with gentle aging.
Well, and there's not information out there until that we built the biohacking directory, which is biohacking.directory. But the problem is, I tell all of my culinary medicine clients, go to the grocery store. When you pick up a box of something, either scan it with the Yuka app and find out what crap is in it before you give it to your kids or you put it in your body. Read the ingredients and see if there's anything that you can even make sense of, or is it methyl tetrahydrate, you know, like all this other, you know, tetrazine, all these chemicals that they're adding to our food. And then when you're looking at either biohacking solutions or hydrogen water bottles or sleep, you know, grounding blankets that you are using, or EMF protection or quantum energy healing necklaces or whatever the stuff that you're using, do your research. The problem is there's too much stuff and there's not enough data.
Correct.
And there's not enough efficacy around this stuff. You know, which water bottle should you use? There's plastic water bottles that are being sold for $488, which is bananas, hydrogen water bottles.
Wow.
You know, and then you can get glass ones for $100. So, but are they good? Are they toxic? Is it giving you enough hydrogen? Why do you even need hydrogen? So that's the whole purpose of not only this podcast, but also the biohacking directory. I've just been through hell and back with my health and my daughter's health. And thank God that we had that doctor who started talking to us about Reiki and energy healing, because that's how I stumbled on this whole biohacking world to begin with. I listened to a Ben Greenfield podcast, and he interviewed this company, excuse me, called Immortal. And Immortal has this really cool, futuristic, crazy looking bed that has red light. It has a cannula in your nose with molecular hydrogen. It's got PEMF, which is pulse electromagnetic frequency, that goes through your body. It's got vibroacoustic pulse. It's got guided meditation, breath work, and a sound bath. And they have this thing, this $150,000 bed in an Airstream that they drive around the country, and they use that as like their sales tool. But luckily for me, I just reached out to this company on a whim after listening to the Ben Greenfield podcast, and they had the Airstream in Florida, in Miami, for the baseball classic, working on all of these, healing all of these baseball players, professional MLB players. And the owner, co-founder, and head of sales decided he loved my story enough that he drove it to my mom's driveway when she used to live in Florida. He parked the Airstream in there, and my daughter was able to use this to try this bed after trying all this medication, after, you know, doing biofeedback at the doctor's office, which is another thing that I didn't even know existed until it started to work on my child and I was able to get her off of some of the medication. One session in the Immortal Chamber, she comes out 8 years old. She comes out of this futuristic looking thing. Meanwhile, I'm talking to my mom. I'm like, did I just put my 8-year-old in this crazy looking contraption before I even tried it? That's how desperate I was. I was so desperate to change her life and to get her better that I basically just threw this kid into this bed. But she came out of it, and the first thing she said to me was, Mom, I realized in there, I'm not supposed to be the sick kid anymore. I'm supposed to be the healer.
Wow, beautiful story.
And just making that one emotional change and perspective shift for her. She's now level two Reiki certified. She hasn't been back to the doctor in almost 2 years. In June, it'll be 2 years. I brought her back to the doctor a week later. They put leads all over her body to test her muscle function. Everything was functioning perfectly for the first time in her life. Now,
Wow.
this is
Wow.
a crazy transformational story, and children are closer to God. You know, us older people who have done a lot of damage to our bodies over the course of many decades, you know, we need a lot more work and fine-tuning and optimization. But this kid came out of it with a shift not only in her biology and her energetic pathways in her body that opened up to all sorts of healing to happen consecutively, and she did more sessions after that. She also shifted her mentality. And I think a lot of this, a lot of what we're going to be talking about in this podcast is just starting, because we're going to give you the keys to the kingdom, the information that you need to just get started in optimizing your health. A lot
I
of people
love
don't
that.
know where to start.
No, nobody does. I mean, legitimately, there's not a there there's the there's a ton of information out there, but it's so scattered. You don't know if it's reliable. And I'm pretty certain, unfortunately, you're not the only parent out there with a sick child who's desperate for this child to feel better, right? And I'm sure for you had to interrupt your career as well. And as being the primary, not only caregiver, but breadwinner, right? Like the extra pressure that puts on you. So I do love the fact that, it's horrible that you went through this, but now you have solutions that you can share with other parents and other people, to help them not go down that horrible rocky road. Like, what a gift.
Such a gift. So
You're a gift
sometimes,
lady.
well, thank you, but I think, you know, God blessed me with the gift of pain. And it was right at the right time. It couldn't have been at any other time, because it had to involve someone else. You know, I care about everybody else more than I care about myself, or have traditionally, and that's been a big problem. Because when you care about what other people think of you, or care about your ego, or how you look, and you're looking good. You know, I see all of these biohacking gurus with their shirts off, you know, showing off their bodies. That's fine. But if you can't look yourself in the mirror every single day and say to yourself, I love you, and I want to care for you. I want to care for you just as much as I care for other people, as much as I care for my kids, as much as I care for my parents or my siblings or my friends. I love you. I want to take care of you. If you can't say that, then keep listening to this podcast, because we're going to make you say that
Yeah, but you
stuff
know what?
every
Like,
day.
but that's a huge thing, because what intrigues me is, so your daughter goes into the med bed and comes out saying, "Mommy, I'm not supposed to be the sick kid." And I feel like life is about when you're born, let's say we're all given a pair of glasses, and those glasses are clear. But based off of the time in history that we're born, the circumstances we're born into, like all the stuff, it starts coloring those lenses. And when you're a child, I think it's easier to make those connections and make those pivots into loving myself first, not in a selfish way, but under, but aligning their conscious with their subconscious a little bit better. But us adults that are keep running this course, and we're going and we're going, and we're really not paying attention to the internal voices or internal triggers that say, "Hey, you should really pay attention to me over here." I love the fact that you're going to help people tune into themselves and peel back some of for lack of better words, the layers of the onion that keep them from being their best sense of self. Like that's huge.
And it's also, you don't have to go through the same pain. You don't have to go through getting hit by a car or caring for a sick child. You know, you can take responsibility for your health and well-being and the health and well-being of your children right now. It's a choice.
100. Well,
It's a choice.
and for me, we were helping a ketamine clinic, and they said to me, you should do the treatment. And I thought, we don't really need the treatment, because at the time I really thought it was just for people who had, we all have trauma, but I thought I didn't have any immediate trauma in my life. So, which I'm really good at telling myself the stuff I need to so I can move on with my day, which is an entire podcast series probably in itself. But so for me, when I was done, I've taken high blood pressure medicine since my middle 20s. And I never really believed too much in hereditary, but I thought, over the years, I've done all this stuff. So I got two major takeaways that was so profound. One was, I don't take high blood pressure medicine anymore. Why? Because the medicine
Wow.
went in and was said, oh, look at you. You're an A-type personality where I've got this valve turned all the way on. And it just, the medicine went in and released the valve.
Wow.
Because all that medicine was doing was potentially harming other organs and suppressing the symptom of the elevated blood pressure. The other thing, traditionally, if you give me 5 minutes to myself, I'm like machinating on everything that I can't, my kid, the stuff that I can't control. So not only did I find I was doing it less, but when I do do it, I hear this little voice in my head that says, you have 5 minutes to yourself. Can you really make those changes right now? How about you go look at pretty nail colors on Instagram? Right? So incredibly, incredibly freeing. And there was
Well,
another point.
and it's also so we don't often have that clarity of we've got 5 minutes to ourselves, right? I wake up at 5:55 in the morning because I'm a weirdo about the whole numerology numbers type of thing. I wake up at 5:55 in the morning, and the first thing I do is meditate or pray. Some people use Jesus calling, some people actually pray, some people just sit there, they do transcendental meditation where they meditate on one word. Whatever it is, and putting that into practice for my day has been like doing a ketamine treatment. I've never done ketamine treatments before, but we all are blocked by something.
Yes,
We're all blocked
yes.
by either it's an always like those shades on the glasses that you're talking about. Maybe it's a fear that we have. Fear is the biggest blocker to moving forward and optimizing your health than anything else. You're afraid of not being able to afford, like a lot of what you said before. Only the rich and famous can afford these med beds. Only the rich and famous can afford, this hyperbaric chamber if they get injured or they have an infection down to, the bone, or they've just gone through surgery. My husband is an FDNY lieutenant, and he just got injured in a fire, and he had to have lower lumbar spinal surgery. He, as an FDNY lieutenant, as a city employee in New York City, he doesn't make millions of dollars, but he's found a way to put his health first. And insurance isn't covering half of this stuff yet, hopefully, with everything that's going on in the world right now. And hopefully, with these things being manufactured more efficaciously, they can get FDA approval, which will allow it to have greater impact on all of our health. But he's been able to find a way through, some peptide injections and through some supplements and some light therapy and pulse electromagnetic frequency that he can do in other locations. I mean, he's healed faster in the last few weeks than his doctors could imagine in a couple of months.
It's amazing. So respectfully, her guy is so good looking, and the good work that he does. If we didn't have firefighters, we'd be in a lot of trouble in this world. And I know the insane, not only did he get in, did he have an issue at work where he needed surgery? You guys rolled a vehicle. I don't mean to out you in public, but recently. So this guy just keeps getting battered, but keeps standing back up. And I think part of that reason is exposing him to these non-invasive modalities that can speed recovery. And for me, when I did the ketamine, for example, I'm very grateful that I know some of the finest minds in psychiatry and psychology. And I wanted to know, like, what is your opinion? And they said they feel like a lot of the plant medicine, although ketamine is not a plant medicine, but the ketamine, the plant medicines, a lot of these biohacking things are literally allowing you to accelerate either your own personal growth or heal yourself from a physiological perspective. It's just the way that doctors have been trained in this country, they don't have access to this, right? Their practices are packed, they're doing what they do. And yeah, an informed person can make the right decisions.
Yeah, and I have a lot of faith and a lot of hope in sharing these stories that will have a transformational experience. Like you have access, you have the power of proximity to these doctors, these experts. That's what we're going to have on this show. We're going to have tons of expertise. We're going to hear from the people who are the scientists and the creators of this amazing cutting-edge technology. And we're going to really weed out the stuff, the nonsense,
No BS. That's
no
what I love.
BS.
No BS.
No BS. Listen, it's how I parent my kids. No BS in my household. Okay. I've got technically four teenage and preteen daughters, and there is no BS. There is no drama in the household. I don't know
I think
how
you
that
need another
actually
show
happened.
about that. I think every mother out there is like, how does she do that? All I want is like one glass of wine a week, and I don't get it.
But honestly, it's you got to stay consistent. You have to be a truth seeker. You have to really like take the blinders off. A lot of people who are in pain, and this was true for me, give me anything. I'll take
Yeah.
it all. I'll try anything for one time, three times, 50 times. I just want to get better. I
Right.
want to get better.
And what does pain do? Pain turns people into assholes, and you don't
Yes.
mean to be, right? Like you're in pain, you're an asshole to your kids, and you're probably walking around going, oh shit.
Oh,
Like I
we
just.
talked about this the other day. They were like, "Mom, you're so much nicer now." I go, "That's because I feel better." And it's also because I really have done the work. A lot of people want a pill for every ill. They want to just say, "Okay, here, take this thing, shoot up this injection, go work out until you pass out." It doesn't work. It's
No,
too aggressive.
it doesn't. So what I love about this show is if you want to understand the science, you're going to extol the science. If they want to hear from somebody that's going through something akin to what they went through, then they're going to hear from patients that have unfortunately walked the same horrible path that they're experiencing now. And then you'll be hearing from the doctors who will be able to weigh in for those people that really, like again, my dad was a doctor, an amazing one. So I feel like there's something for everyone here, but why not lean into being your best sense of self?
Absolutely. We're going to optimize we the people. We're optimizing our health, and we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. I know this was like a kind of a serious conversation about what happened in my life and your life and our health and well-being, but there's so much levity and so much joy that has come from feeling better.
100%. And this is the tip of the iceberg. Lindsay, I have been so excited to be here to kick off your inaugural episode. I mean, I'm going to be a junkie listening all the time because I want to show up. I want to enjoy my life. Like, I want to show up for me. I want to show up for my family. And I want to show up for we, right? Because at the end of the day, we're all connected. And the better I feel, the better energy I can put out in the world.
And I want everybody to share this too. This is not about me. It's not about Brandy. It's not about any one of these technologies. It's about community and loving ourselves and loving each other and sharing the wealth of health with each other.
I love it. And you and I should share some bagels that you made. Like, this girl's such an
Yeah.
amazing chef. It's insane. All right. I just want to say thank you for having me on. This is really good, important, necessary stuff. So
It
thank
is.
you.
It's great. Thank you so much for coming on today and kicking this off with me. I hope everybody goes to wellnesseternal.com to check out all of the cool things that we have there. It will give you a link to the biohacking directory where there's ratings, reviews on all of this tech. You can learn from other people who have experienced transformations in their health. And you can also participate in all of these events that are going on in this new nascent stage industry. You can reach out to us. You can meet us on this podcast if you want. You can apply to be on the podcast. All sorts of cool things on wellnesseternal.com. And Brandy, thank you again. I'll look forward to the next episode.
This is amazing. I'm excited. So thank you so much.